All right, Mike, somebody mentioned limped at home. Was anything wrong with the car, or were you just kind of trying to, you knew where you had to be, you knew where the other guys were in front of you, and you knew you were pretty safe as far as the championship goes?
Yeah, I knew where I had to be, but, man, after that one caution, the front end started shaking. I think one of the rotors warped up a little bit or something, because it'd go away after 5-6 laps, but it was a little exciting for a few laps there after the green come back out. But I knew we were fairly safe. I was just watching where everybody was. I knew what we had to do, and luckily everything worked out.
A little bit of a different championship year for you. I remember on two or three different occasions I asked you, well, at least you got the championship to go for, and you're like, oh, we're pretty much out of that.
Yeah, I mean, after the first 2 weeks, I figured we were out of it. If you look at the last few years, you know, the way the championship went, you had to have at least like a 10th place finish or better. But this year, it was different.
Yeah, you've had some really good weeks and some really, really bad weeks and pretty crummy stretches of luck, too.
Yeah, it's been up and down year. We started out on down note, then we went up for a few weeks, then we had that bad wreck there that really messed the car up. It took a while to get it back running decent. We finally got it back good for Classic, and then the rear end blew, so luckily it held together today.
What can you take away from this championship? Obviously, I'm guessing it's going to be the fact that your brother won the same year you did.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, I never thought it'd be possible to see us both win the championship. I mean, it was a big hurdle to overcome, and luckily we both did it, and it was good to see.
Where do you go from here? Every year, I should say every year, at least the last 3 or 4 years, is this it? And you go, oh, I don't know, we'll see, maybe come back next year, maybe not.
Yeah, we're worried about this year. We haven't even talked about next year. We'll see. We'll have to sit down and everything settles down and decide what's going to happen next year. I don't know.
If the opportunity is there, are you going to take it? Is it still fun for you?
It's starting not to be fun. That's the biggest problem. It's getting almost like a second job. But this part just makes it fun. This makes it worth all the hard work all summer. Luckily, my guys stuck with me. My wife stuck with me. Denise stuck with us. And almost there. They had a little hiccup there once, but no. But everything's been good, and it all worked out.
Any particular turning point for the season where you're like, I know I can end up winning this championship if we just put some consistent runs together? Or did you, at the very beginning of the season, you can see your times, or you can hear your times?
I mean, really, I figured we were out of it right to the twin 20s there. When we come out of that, and they told me I had the point lead, that was really surprising to me. And it was like, because I know a couple weeks before that, I said the three guys in front of us all got to have trouble, and what are the chances of all three of them having trouble in two races? And it happened, and I guess you just never give up.
That was a turning point probably for the season.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Then that's when we figured, hey, we actually got a shot at this.
Finally, like, who do you have to thank for your season, not just tonight?
Oh, there's a lot of people. I'll probably forget somebody, but first of all, you know, I have to thank my wife. She puts up with it day in and day out with me in the garage late at night. Like I said, we didn't go home at midnight Friday night. And we worked 12 out of 14 days since Classic working on this car. And, you know, it's been a lot of nights she's been home alone, and she puts up with it, so I got to thank Denise for sticking with us. You know, she got down there a little bit one time, but luckily everybody bounced back and she stuck with it. And she drove 12 hours down to get the rear end, drove 6 hours down, 6 hours back, so we get the rear end back in the car so we could have a shot at this. So I got to thank her for all her hard work and all that she does. I mean, she gives us everything we need. And I got to thank my crew. Like I said, they've stuck with me. They put in a lot of hard hours, and you know, they've been with me. You know, Mike DeCare's been with me with day one since I started running this class. He's been with me. Junior's been with me. Chip's been with me for a lot of years. Chip, Kelly, Liza, they all been with me for a long time, and I just want to thank them for sticking it out and getting this championship. And I got to thank, you know, my mom for helping out, all the help she does. My Don and Sally, they helped, you know, they used to watch Brandon when I was in the garage, and we were here for years till he grew up. And thank my son for putting up with me in the garage all the time. And everybody else, Dan Denny, for building a hell of a race car at FFB, and everybody else, you know, the rest of my 4-7s, the people that have helped out, you know, over. I mean, Anthony and them, you know, if I ever needed anything, they were always right there. And Bob Screw, Larry Sr., and them, if I needed something, they would be there. And it was just a whole team effort. And of course, I got to thank my sponsors for, you know, for sticking with me. Especially Mays Bound Legion Motel Hotel Steve. He's been with me for quite a few years now, and I got to thank him. And Millennium Music and Ronzo there, DJ. He's been with me for a while. I got to thank Ron for staying with me even after the hard times last year. He stuck it out, and Premier Landscaping, and everybody else that's helped me out over the years.